Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, Frenchie, call that nigga Meek Mill. Tell Meek Mill to call Wale. Tell Wale call that bitch me and him fuck last night in the motherfucking Roosevelt. Tell that bitch to call Ross. Tell him let me hold this real quick. Let go. Yeah. I'm selling out arenas. Got a bad bitch and her ass fat. She play with balls like Venus. That ass fat like Serena's. That pussy girl like Trina's.
Huh? Huh? Huh?
What's up, that's Trina. Well, she's back. I didn't know she was ever gone. Trina's one of my faves, you know, really, if you're talking past, present, and future, because her longevity is amazing. Welcome to a special edition of the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Well, late night edition again, because, you know, usually broadcast in the a.m., but for the past few weeks have been broadcasting late night. You know, started off with True Immortal interviewing him late night, and then two Saturdays in a row, talking with Jay Williams, also known as ELIM and KRS, multi-talented artist, graphic designer, rapper, songwriter. And tonight, you know, talking about our fave queens of hip-hop from the past, present, and future. Who's exploding on the music scene right now? A few years ago, it was Nicki Minaj. Who's blowing up right now? You know, in your book, I'm always networking with talented artists and female artists also. So, you know, it's unbelievable when you know people are talented, but when they get the opportunity to explode, that is just amazing. So who in your city, who in your area, because it might be someone locally that in your area that you know needs to explode or will be exploding soon if just, I guess, in the right place at the right time or just with the support from their fans. Will be exploding real soon. Trina's one of my favorite, of course, Queen Latifah, Son and Pepper. Eve, I read recently a couple of days ago that Eve really wants her new album to be released like ASAP, but her record company wants to delay the release of it. But, you know, Eve jams are always rocking, and I'm sure she wants her fans and supporters to jam from her music, you know, during the summertime, during the summer months. So this is just amazing. You can call in at 714-409-0614. And also, we will talk about, other entertainment news. I just read a story where a restaurant owner in Akron, I guess Akron, Ohio, died after serving President Obama. What happened? Because I haven't had an opportunity to read the story, and I haven't. I didn't see this evening's news, and right now the nightly news is on, but, you know, I'm doing the show. So what happened? They said this man in Akron, a woman, passed away soon after serving the president. Man, that's why it's important to stay calm even when you're in happy situations. You know, don't get too excited. in a sad or bad way. Man, that's sad. I'm just looking at seeing if I received any breaking news emails before we go too much farther. Because, you know, breaking news is happening all the time. But I'll be in the chat room in a few if you have a listener profile. Scheduled to come on at 9 or 9:30, but wanted to check out some more music. So this is the beginning of a conversation. Because in the near future, I invite the ladies on also to let us know what is up with all their music and their latest projects. Because we're always hearing about the guys, and we do hear about Queen Latifah and Trina. And I hear some news about Eve on occasions, but it's good for us to consistently know what's going on in our favorite performers' lives, especially regarding their career. But let's see, more faves of mine. I mentioned Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper, MC Light, of course. What's going on? My goodness, MC Light. You know, and I've also see. I'm from old school. I'm 43, so there's like one hit wonder group that was popular when I was a teen. JJ Fad. I used to love JJ Fad. They were JJ Fad, but that group. I've seen them on one of those Where Are They Now type shows. And they were doing pretty good. And there's a few other one-hit wonder female rappers that I've liked in the past. But the ones that we all pretty much like are those that prove their longevity, like Will Smith and like LL Cool J have proven their longevity, and Ice Cube. Just like those guys prove that they're multi-talented. Also, the females have two, Salt and Pepper, Queen Latifah. I mean, they have proven that they're multi-talented. Cinderella, MC Light, she's always working, you know. So these ladies are not has-beens. Even the ones that we do not see much of, bet your bottom dollar, they're working if it's in the producing capacity. Or run their own production companies or record labels. And also, and in regards to being multi-talented, like Missy Elliott. I mean, she's a big-time producer, but then she's also a big-time performing artist, too, and she's most definitely a fave of mine. And you never know whose project that she's... A lot of times I'm, like, crazy about artists or their music, and then I look at the credits, and lo and behold, Missy Elliott is behind production, or that it's an artist that she's mentoring. So a lot of the female hip hop queens and rap artists and producers out there, a lot of them are underrated, but a lot of them do get their props too. Did I mention Lil' Kim? I posted and tweeted a lot today, and we'll be posting and tweeting much more info too regarding all the history of these ladies. Just amazing. So enjoy yourself. Thank you for spending a little time with me. It's not the entire hour of a weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Sports. And again, you know, call in and say what's up. You know, I want to shout out all my friends, all my listeners, the support Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. A shout out to my friend Tabitha, who called me right before the show. And so I don't know, she might call in and talk about her favorite artist, Tabitha Kelly. Tabitha is not only one of my amazing friends, but she is an amazing artist that I promote. Some people don't know how talented Tabitha is. She's an amazing gospel vocalist. I have so many friends, man. There are artists that, there are friends that I deal with, and then there are artists that I deal with, too, where some people don't know about their talents. Many know about Tabitha's talent, but many people that she are friends with don't know how talented gospel singer and poet, she writes poetry also, that she is. And so I'm spilling the beans because I'm right now because, you know, you talk to people and you deal with people in confidence, but sometimes it's time to spill the beans. So those of you that didn't know, you better ask somebody because Tabitha is bad as I don't know what, Tabitha Kelly. Bad. So I just thank you all again. Like I said, she had commented before, so I'm shouting her out. And shouting out my buddy Trevino and all the crew, all my friends here in Jacktown and North Jackson especially, the guys that hoop and ball and everybody that have fun at Lake Kaiko Park, Lake Kaiko. I haven't been to the park recently, but shouting out everybody. I know the guys are listening. Call in and let people know who your favorite hip-hop artists are, especially your female hip-hop artists, Trevino and crew and Corey and all you guys. Love you much. Thank you so much for showing so much love to you, girl. But it's just amazing. Just shouting out some people that want to be shouted out also. There are those that don't want to be shouted out. Like, hey, Beth, you better not mention my name. but I want to shout out especially my friends. Wow. Places that really show me love. Miami, Dallas, Fort Worth. I love you all. Dallas, Fort Worth. I must mention this event that's coming up on July the 29th, and it's the DFW Diva Awards. And it's featuring Drew Hill, Shy, Nyx, and Silk. And it's under in DFW's Top Divas. And it's going to be at Music Hall at Fair Park. And that is 909 First Avenue, zip 75210. And it's going to be hosted by the radio diva, Lynn Hayes. And it's supposed to 7 p.m. And it's going to be, if I'm not mistaken, on July the 29th. And I mentioned it especially because one of my favorite Facebook friends, who I cannot wait to just devour her yummy cuisine, and that's Deshaun Brown of Deshaun Celebrity Catering. A lot of my non-celebrity and celebrity friends know her good food. And so she's going to be honored at this particular event. And I'm looking forward to finally traveling back to Dallas. Thank God. In August, my birthday is on August 11th, but August 18th, Black Essence Granted will be having their first annual VIP networking event. And now you're going to do is say networking. And blah, blah, you better believe it. I pray to be a living being on that being, and I would not miss that event, and also celebrating my birthday month there in Big D. And that event will be a friend of mine on Facebook, Black Essence Granted, so you can stay and know what's going on with this big event. Black Essence Granted is a marketing firm, and they do all kind of events, red, black, white carpet events, and also have clientele galore assisting people with their marketing needs and Facebook marketing needs. So I just wanted to shout out some of these awesome friends and my friends. And I met with a lot of my friends from my childhood, and, you know, young and old. So thank you so much for being my friends and being supportive through thick and thin. And I do my best to do the same for you. To be your friend also, and also my business contacts. I love you also. Thank you so, so much. But call in at 714-409-0614. And those of you that are interested in advertising, don't hesitate to let me know. And like I said, I invite people on the show as guests, but let me know that you would like to be a guest also. And you know, send me a media kit or, you know, just an information package. If you just want me to mention your projects, professional projects, and also your community projects. If you have a PSA or music you would like me to play, you know, email it to me, MP3, Wave, WV especially. Oh, I also need to shout out Alex Chapman, my dear, dear longtime friend, also a member of my band, Alex Chapman, DJ Slam. He's in Sac Town, and he's DJing at a pool party right now. So So shouting out DJ Slam. I was like, I need to be there in Kelly with you, DJ Slam. He was like, yes, indeed, you need to be here. He's a really, he considers me a real friend, and I consider him a real friend. We've been friends forever. Many of you used to like skating, I guess, and back in the early 80s, that's one thing that preteens and teens love to do is go to the skating rink. And we used to have so much fun at a skating rink called Fun Time in the Flowood area. Just amazing. But here's something else for you.
Feel it, baby. Just take the ride.
Do your shopping on Madison. That diamond's bright like challenges. Who the fuck you think you're challenging? I'm for a season, she's radicin'. I'm paper tagging your cabinet. I'm about to bitch first and bagging it. Ha, I tell the truth. I'm bad as fuck and I'm hella cute. You never seen a shit like Trina, bitch. Got a swag you can fill up arenas with. And I ain't fucking shit with no benefit. You gotta rob something, I'm gonna flip the brick. I'm going harder. 50 racks at Bell Harbor. Me and my female partners, we ballin', bitch. We the bucks fly. Yeah, where the money, nigga, bring the cars out. Play my name, you gon' bring the cars out. Trina, up my clothes with me. Shining like beans.
I shine like
breaking niggas. I ain't with that cake, you nigga. How much check you making, nigga? If you a Miami Heat or Thunder, nigga. Tell the bitch to stop hating, nigga. It's a bad bitch. What's taking, nigga? Yeah, I'm from the bottom, bitch. Sub cover girl. Model shit. I love my girl. We are the shit. I take what you make that dollar with. Yeah, hating hoes, nigga. Call it quick. My daddy's back and I'm calling shit. Here we go again. Cali shit. All we do is win. Thirsty men wanna be my friend. Nigga wanna cop me a bitch. I'm good, I got a few of those. Finna cop the rolls, I'm good with those. Tree nuggets, so it's me. Shine in like beans.
I shine like
beans.
Yeah.
like that make a love sound. Your body size and tender to the touch. Me send me clean, me love you so much. Your mind, your fine, and girl, we do recline. We do the sweet grind, we do the body wine. We do the sweet grind.
Thank you.
Sexy India, Block Talk Radio's own. Yeah, she's multi-talented too, singing R&B, cool as I don't know what. She usually broadcasts live now from 10 to 12, so Dial House Radio, I love. She and her crazy crew, just amazing. So that's India Morrell, Sexy India on Twitter. And just amazing. Before that, you heard Dread Days. I had to shout my guys out. They're performing in the House of Blues, I guess in L.A., because they have a crazy itinerary. But it's summer. It's amazing. They're just vibing everywhere. So House of Blues, oh, man, they're just having a blast. And look like the audience, because they posted pictures. The audience is just having a blast. So shouting Dread Days out. I can't wait to see those guys live. Just amazing. And can't wait till they return back to them. Because of Shock Entertainment Reports also. But that was a good transition from Trina's Beam, right? Because it had that reggae vibe in it. So it's just amazing. You know, Trina and Busta Rhymes have come out in support of the hip-hop, popular hip-hop artist, Frank Ocean, who has come out to admit that he is gay. And so that's really cool to be supportive of people, you know, really. And to be comfortable in our own skin and to share with people our lives. And she and Busta Rhymes have come out in support, and many others also. So that is really, really cool. Here's another one by India. Yeah.
Thank you. hold until it's time. Girl, then we reach the peak and the explosion hits. Girl, you blow my mind.
Talk, but we can also jam, listen to, you know, good music. I thought about playing strictly female hip-hop, but, hey, it's good to have a blend of music, and it's a Saturday night, and that's how Saturday night's supposed to go. Just go with the flow of everything. Shouting out ABS also, and you all know to check him out also at lbsure.net. Oh, man, slow jams are just amazing. But when you go to lbsure.net, you will be informed of everything and all things LB Sure. So shouting me out and also his loved ones. Quincy and Lil D Shore and even Justin shouting all those just so talented and just shouting them out. Again, you all can call, say what's up, and let me know what you're doing and talk about your favorite female artist. Now, like I said, one of my favorites, all-time favorites, but multi-talented, I just found out during my research for the show that she is starring in a Lifetime Channel all-black cast production of Steel Magnolias. And I am talking about Dana Elaine Owens, Queen Latifah. We all know her. She's popular worldwide. I've only been to one Queen Latifah concert, and that was when she first came out, ladies first. And I'm still in all that concert. I knew way back then, back in the late 80s, wow, Queen Latifah, she's in it to win it. So Queen Latifah, amazing. Album, All Hail the Queen, the Dana Owens album, Black Rain, Traveling Light, movies galore, projects galore, man, endorsement deals. And there had been recent reports recently that Queen Latifah had come out at a Long Beach Gay Pride Festival, and reports also had been shared that no, she had not come out saying that she's gay. And I've never heard her come out openly and say she was gay, but there had been reports that she had come out and said that she was gay, and she has not. I've seen reports and also doing my research that some people thought she came out at this event in Long Beach because, and I've heard Tom Joyner talk about it on this show also and other shows. Because she said, I'm here with my people, and this is all about unity. So, but then, like, some other people have also mentioned, well, Queen Latifah always says, my people and unity, and that is so true. But I had seen reports, and many of you probably have seen the same reports, that, you know, she said, I don't mind talking about people being gay, but when it's pertaining to my personal life, myself coming out saying that I am gay, I do not discuss that. You know, this is me just verbatim saying what I've read and what I've heard her say in interviews, that she does not care if people say she's gay or not, you know, because she knows her personal life, you know, pretty much. So just, you know, sharing like info and tidbits about our favorite artists, my favorite artists. You call in and share with me, some of your favorite artists, and some history facts also are to knock out some rumors that might have been out regarding your favorite artists. I've been checking out Lil' Kim also, Lil' Kim, and her tweet. You can tweet Queen Latifah at I am Queen Latifah. I am Queen Latifah. And you can tweet Trina at Trina Rockstar. And I think Foxy Brown, she's another favorite. I don't think I've mentioned her, but I've shared info on my Facebook page and Twitter. I think I tweeted with her, and I meant to jot down everybody's Twitter names. But isn't her name like Foxy Dunn Diva? I think that's her Twitter name, Foxy Dunn Diva. And these are just amazing ladies, amazing, amazing, amazing. So I just wanted to share a little bit more history regarding Queen Latifah, Dana Elaine Owens. And also, you know, she has been the force behind a lot of other talents. I mean, back in the early 90s, remember, Naughty by Nature. She's the reason we heard about Naughty by Nature. They were signed to her record label plus her management company. And you all didn't forget about that, did you? That management company, back then she was, you know, managing and helping other artists back in the early 90s. So Naughty by Nature and other artists too, she and her business partner, longtime friend. So, I mean, this is just amazing, 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 I believe so. But you can call in. We still have about 20 more minutes of live broadcasting. And if the party really gets started, well, we can extend it to 2 hours, to be honest. And so this is just amazing. But what you notice, I not only have been playing hip hop, I've been playing R&B also, because R&B and hip hop goes hand in hand. And rap and hip hop, the hip hop lifestyle, pretty much goes hand in hand, because hip hop is not just music. Those of us that know that it is a lifestyle. Live, breathe it. It's just part of us. If you're an old head like me, who's 43, who's been in it since the Sugar Hill Gang, or you're new and just born into hip hop, loving it, it is definitely a lifestyle, just like other musical genres, because other musical genres are also part of my lifestyle also. But hip hop lifestyle is definitely a real, real important part of my lifestyle. I mean, if you know, I love my rock and country and blues, but hip hop is definitely an important part of my life, and just the lifestyle. It's not just liking the music, but living the music also. So, here's a little couple of hip hop and R&B.
Crazy, right? Uh-huh, yeah. Must have heard, got that word, I move that D. Had it by a bladder, she like, oh, I got pee. Ran into a Rocco in my restroom. Sing a slack actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. We all talk big money, I talk big homes. I sell out arenas, I call like getting domed. $1 million voice, came through the phone. We heading to the top, if you coming, come on. Flying out the pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly down to Jamaica, to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speeches. They say the money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
You exist. exemplify the essence of a queen. Simplifying my stress while enterprising my dreams. Beautiful brown skin, ass switching when she walks in the room. Swaying our hips to earth, stars and the moon. Everlasting mahogany. Photography can't capture the purity of your beauty as it grows in maturity. Shackled by insecurity, but free from mother nature's euphoria. You're raising sons and daughters both to be warriors. You reside in my kingdom through your power and strength. Inside a land where men and women grow a power defense. I watch you in motion, divinity. I wanna keep you close to your emotional energy. You are one of a kind, baby. Something incredible. See your face every day, it's unforgettable. Kisses, lips, and everything is edible. The brown eyes now are just the gate to my soul. See, I'm usually in the driver, but you're taking control. It's cool.
You are just another woman. Need some attention from her. She needs a little affection to give her the much wonder. Just wanna be loved. She wants a love.
Mermaid Ariel, Hermes drip over that body, sexy caramel. You got me on this carousel cathartically. Loving that sweet brown, them kisses are fine. Beauty of my present, always in my mind. Fluorescent light shine, girl, you should be an essence. Maybe ebony or jet, cause your body's something heavenly. Singing to the melody, and this is what they telling me. Everywhere we go, always see the bunch of jealousy. Knew that I would choose you, knew that you had intrigue. Other girls were training wheels, but you were just 10 feet, taking model portraits. Damn, girl, you're beautiful. Amazing, captivating, and that all just follows gorgeous. Immaculate appearance. I know that God's design brought you right into my presence, so there's never interference. And the angels let us hear, baby, intervening path. So never fear the small drama in between the laughs. True.
The model woman.
Yeah.
Need some attention from her. She needs a little affection to give her.
Fight the foretaste, so let me wine and dine you with candlelight and foreplay. It's time that I remind you. Lay within your realm as I cultivate your brain. Don't let my past hinder you or alterate your brain. We can take the lead, baby, or it's alternating chains. Cause control is not an issue, I can often take the blame. What is this, baby? It might be something I'm not used to. Love and the fun has got a nigga feeling truthful. She like Lauryn Hill, I like Nas shit. She gotta love that DOA, I call it God shit. She likes some R&B, she listening to hard shit. But like to sit and cuddle whenever all of the cars flip. And that's why everything that she does next to me. Baby, what's your name? Just for now, I'll call you Destiny. And you shall get the best of me. I'll give you the recipe. And I plan to be by your side until the death of me. True.
Wow. Martin Day Woman, awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, even though I've been a homebody today, it does not mean that Jacktown is a boring city, because it's always awesome events happening. And today, the annual Black Rodeo event was celebrated, kicked off the day with a parade downtown, and entertainment was confunction. So shout out everyone, all the cowboys and cowgirls who were in town today for the Black Rodeo, and those spectators also and attending at the Mississippi Coliseum. So shouting out the city of Jackson. And I know my mentors, Lee King Production and Jesse Thompson, are very instrumental in organizing and bringing this annual event to Jacktown. So shout out those guys also. Jesse Thompson Jr. is the creator of the Jackson Music Awards, and many of you in entertainment are familiar with the JMAs. And also Lee King is also instrumental in that also, and other productions, and both are instrumental in very successful promoters who not only work locally but internationally also. And Lee King, he was like one of my favorite TV hosts growing up. I loved watching not only American Bandstand on ABC, but Black Girl on our local affiliated station, WLBT Channel 3 here in Jackson, Mississippi. He produced and hosted did a program for many, many years called Black Show. And I did have an opportunity in the early 90s to be a guest on that show when I was consulting with a R&B group by the name of Infinity back in the day. And when Lee King found out that I was working with this band, he invited us on the show. And so it was a blast. We had a fun time doing that taping of Black Gold. And a couple years later, the show ended, but it had been on air for probably about 20 years, like from the 70s to the early 90s, mid-90s. But it's one thing I mentioned some of that. But having a blast. I have one more question, but we'll continue on a few more minutes and talk a little bit more about other fave ladies of hip-hop. And we would do, like, profile shows of ladies of not only hip-hop, but guys of hip-hop and other genres also, like do a show strictly about Queen Latifah, do a show about Salt and Pepper. I'll invite the ladies on and the guests. Like, I would love to talk with Ice Cube. Love to talk with Dr. Dre. Matter of fact, F. Gary Gray, have you all heard? F. Gary Gray, the same director, is making a film about the life of N.W.A. And they're in the middle of casting right now. So, oh, man, I didn't know I was going to mention this to you guys, but I'll provide it next Saturday, the information regarding casting. I'm not sure about the deadline, but I know of Google it. Google the movie, the N.W.A. movie. Friend him on Facebook, F. Gary Gray. Goodness, I forgot the name of the casting company that it's casting the parts also, but they're looking for talent to play each and every member in WA, and I think that is just amazing that finally a film will be made about NWA, about the group itself. So, man, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, but yeah, I was talking about it would be good to talk with those, but man, I need to talk to F. Gary Gray also in regards to the making of the film regarding NWA. This is just so cool and so awesome. So we can talk a little bit more about another artist, because history, I'm excited. I'm loving this Saturday night of Gig, working with you all. There was someone else I wanted to shout out, LaDon Black of 92Q in Philadelphia, author, relationship expert, radio personality also. She had posted a picture right before I came on air on Facebook celebrating and having fun at the 2012 Philadelphia Music Festival. And then she's talking about how humid the weather is in Philadelphia. And I was like, hey, you guys are experiencing Jackson, Mississippi, deep south weather, you know, but look like you're having a ball. So, you know, that should be cool. But, oh, my God, I was watching the Weather Channel also before the broadcast started. And, man, you guys in the Northeast, you all stay hydrated and try to keep yourself cool. The weather that you're experiencing is the weather that we experience often here in the Deep South. So I heard one man on the Weather Channel say, I'd rather be 20 below than not just 97 and 100 degrees. But, you know, just keep yourself hydrated. If you don't need to be out in the heat, don't be out in the heat. That's what, you know, that's what I can tell you. And it's kind of weird because watching the Weather Channel, they thought the ice cream man probably was getting good business. The ice cream man was like, no, I'm not getting good business because it's too hot for people to even come out to come to the ice cream truck. So I'm like, oh, my God. I want to shout out Time Hawk also in the play of the First Lady, which has been touring America. Shout out to you guys. I think they're going to be in Memphis next Saturday. When I first heard about them going to Memphis, I had said I would attend. I had even told him that I look forward to meeting him at that event. But a few weeks ago, I decided not to attend that event. Kevin Costner is scheduled to come to town like a couple of days after that. So I hope to attend that event. But I'm looking forward to meeting my virtual personal trainer in the near future and someone that I have just been in awe with their work ever since The Last Dragon, because he is the glow, he is the last dragon. But the play The First Lady has been getting rave reviews, and the interviews that I have seen of him and the writer and directors of the play and of his fellow castmates seem like it is an amazing play. But I don't know, maybe they'll come to Jackson, but the closest place they're coming as of now is Memphis, and that will be next week. But you all can visit his blog at I Am Time Hawk, and you can tweet him also at I Am Time Hawk also for all things Time Hawk also. So I just wanted to share that. And what else? If you haven't seen Magic Mike, you all know I've seen that last week. That's amazing. You know what? I want to see Madea, but I think I will be seeing the Katy Perry film, Part of Me, next and real soon, because I love docufilms, and it seemed like this film, I mean, what I'm hearing is good reviews, and I want to see it. So I think I'll be checking that out soon, but I know many Spider-Man has been good reviews, and I can't wait for the next Batman. That will be out soon, what, July 21st, something like that. But it's amazing, amazing, amazing. I mentioned Eve News that she wants to release her album, but her record company wants to delay it. I did mention that, so yeah. Here's Austin Brown, Target Practice. And I really want to thank you for spending some time with me. I'm getting used to this more than 30 to 45 format, trying out this, upgrade the format of the show, trying it out for this month. If you guys really dig it, gonna stick with it, because we sure in the heck run out of time with just 30 to 45 minutes, don't we? And one thing I like about this upgrade is I have unlimited space to play audio from music. Hey, and you comedians, send me some snippets of some of your jokes. But I have unlimited amount of space to share audio, music, spoken word, et cetera. So I think that's amazing. And thank you to those of you that are considering becoming advertisers also, and those of you that do advertise here on blogtalkradio.com and do on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports also. And those of you that have been past special guest co-hosts and hosts and guests and callers, and those of you that have called in and shared, not to pranksters. And also thank you to those of you in advance that will be future guests. And also those of you remember to create a listener profile so you can chat in the chat room and also interact within the blogtalkradio.com community, okay? But hey, you all know how much I love Austin Brown, so here's Target Practice.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, Austin Brown, 85.
Child said, it ain't over yet. And this is just the beginning, to be honest, regarding this topic of queens of hip-hop, female rap artists, hip-hop artists from the past, present, and future. It ain't over yet. We didn't even get a chance to talk about really ones that are really brewing. Nicki Minaj was up and coming 2-3 years ago. but there are those that are up and coming now. There's quite a few of up and comers of all races I've noticed. African American, Caucasian, not just in America, of hip hop artists that are just amazingly talented. But another fave artist of mine, Lena Michelle Moore, better known as MC Light. You can visit her website at officialmclight.com, and she also tweets at MC Light, MCLYTE. Oh my God, I've loved her since forever, since the first early days, and you all know I love Roughneck. So shout out to all the Roughnecks and Rednecks out there. I love you, love you, love you guys, and everybody in between. But MC Light is just amazing. And here's something some of you might not have known. She was the first solo female rapper to release a full album. You know, wow. So that right there in itself. And she's a Brooklyn native, and her birthday is October 11th. She's 40 years old. And she is just she's just amazing. Her longevity is amazing. And, you know, she does voiceovers also, because I always hear her work. If I don't see her, I hear her voice. And, you know, I mentioned my phase, Roughneck from 1993. Gotta have a Roughneck, but, you know, cha-cha-cha, paper thin, poor Georgie, man, keeping on. And then also I'm looking at another female hip-hop artist that we have not talked about, and that's the Brat. And the Brat is out, right? She's not independent anymore, is she? So this is just the beginning. It's not over, definitely not over, because we have much more to talk about in regards to different to the topic of hip hop and rap anyway, but also in regards to specifically talking about the ladies, not just ladies in front of the camera and behind the camera, but most of the women, and all of the women that I have mentioned as my faves, they're successful not only in front of the mic and in the studio, but behind the scenes, producing and promoting and doing voiceover work and other work, you know. So it's good, you know, that they do these things, and also are community activists also. Each and every one of these ladies are very instrumental within certain communities. And so I think that's just amazing, honestly. I really, really thank you. So I wanted to share that info with you in regards to MC Light. And you all know the list goes on and on and on regarding the talent that is out there, the ones that we've been enjoying for years, and plus when we hear of new artists also that come out and just surprises us and keep us in awe. Wow. There's much, much more that I need to say and should be saying. I am getting back into the switchboard so I can prepare to conclude the show. And I don't know, Dollhouse Radio usually airs from 10 to 12. So if it's on, I am going to check out Sexy India and her crazy crew. I want to shout out some of my fave comedians also, Shane Forbes and Tony Rock out there, and Charlie Murphy and Eddie Murphy. I want to shout them out. But Shane Forbes, I love networking with he, and I became Facebook friends with a couple of comedians today also. But he posted an awesome picture of he and many of his comedian friends. And, man, there's so many funny people in that picture. Whatever club they were at, I know their audience just had a blast at that particular show, because, man, it's hilarious. I just want to shout J. Anthony Brown. My goodness. Reg Roughneck, you know, my sometimes co-host on Sports Edition Friday and other shows, you know, he's an aspiring comedian. My attorney, Jay Lucas of Big D, yeah, he's a high-powered attorney, but he is funny as heck. I mean, I tell him sometimes, you need to be doing the improv or somewhere, because you are hilarious. So this is just amazing, really. But thank you I'll go ahead and conclude the show, and let's see if anybody's in the chat room. Check out the chat room right quick, and I'll play a little bit more music, and we'll be playing more of our favorite female hip-hop artists also in the very near future. I hope you enjoyed the two tracks by Trina. Trina's back. Lil' Kim is back. You can tweet her at Lil' Kim, L-I-L-K-I-M also. And she's very active on her Facebook page and her Twitter accounts also. You know, Lil' Kim is also in the beauty business. You know, she and a cousin of hers own a few hair salons. And if I'm not mistaken, in North Carolina. I remember reading that a couple earlier this year in a, what is it, Black Hair Sophisticant, in one of the black hair care publications. That, you know, so when we all see people, you don't know what they're doing. So she's working hard also, not only maintaining her music career, but also taking care of her three hair salons that she co-owned with her cousin. And if I'm not mistaken, in Charlotte, North Carolina, that's if I'm not mistaken. Some of you might know exactly. I need to confirm myself and get on the show. Maybe I'm sure she'll tell us more about that particular business endeavor. Also, let's see, I'm trying to think. Because there's so many faves. There seems like there's not a lot of faves, but there are a lot of faves. Man. Oh, Remy. She's one of my faves. Man, but I don't know when we'll be seeing her anymore. She's a fave of mine. Kylie. There's another chick. The chick from Miami. Kylie. On the tip of my tongue. I love her work also. Can't think. But it's been a blast to do all this late night, Saturday night. And remember, next week is True God Immortal. And also, Jay Wills will be returning soon also, because last Saturday we had technical difficulties doing our broadcast. So he will be returning also either on a weekend edition or he might come on a sports edition show, because, you know, he is also he's a custom design artist also, and he custom designs shoes. And his sneakers are amazing. And so definitely it would be great to talk with him during Sports Edition Friday. So those of you who would love a pair of his custom sneakers can really hear more about his work. But thank you so much. Thank you for viewing the profile here at blogtalkradio.com, supporting the show, loving the show. Much love to my friends all over the world, in London, in Australia, in Japan, in Dubai, in the islands, in Cuba, in Puerto Rico, in Hawaii, in Nebraska, in California. Shout out to David Harrison Levy. He's at his class reunion, Beverly Hills High class reunion at the Beverly Hotel tonight, and a comedy awards show also. He's an inspiration of mine. Just shout out to everyone, friends in all over the world, New York, Mississippi, just everywhere, in Biloxi, in Houston, Dallas, in Minneapolis, just everywhere. Thank you for your support. Thank you for networking with me also. Online, emails, in person, everything. Thank you. The show is still developing, and you know it's developing now since trying out this up to 2-hour format, and went from not having enough time to talk about things to making sure that the program is quality, you know, because no one wants to waste their time. I know this. So I just want to thank you so much, and just have a happy, happy new week, a blessed Sunday. Don't have any shows scheduled tomorrow. Let some breaking news happening. But Monday, with it, still reviewing Wild Program, The Walk Off the Weight Journal and Book, written by Michelle Stanton, prevention.com, fitness director. Tuesday we'll be talking about do-it-yourself projects. Wednesday is Matters of the Heart again, and we'll be talking about happiness. Are you truly happy? If you're single or not single, are you truly happy? And what is it? How do we attain truly happy? Happiness. And happiness, there are happily single people, there are happily married people, there are sad single people, there are sad married people, there are people in between. But the thing is happiness. Are you truly happy? And if you're working on being truly happy and not truly happy, what are you doing to really become truly happy? So we're going to be talking about that, okay? Regardless of if you're single, in between, or not looking, or married, or engaged, or whatever, let's talk about being happy, being truly happy, authentically happy, you know?
Really.
And knowing that happiness, I think, that assists us on in regards to how we love ourselves and also how we love others, romantically or otherwise.
Right.
Right. So thank you again, and you've been listening to Weekend Edition, a late night edition again of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And you can email me at KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT at yahoo.com. I'm on Pinterest also, Culture Shock Beth. That's, and Tumblr. You can follow me on Tumblr at Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT, Beth, BETH. Twitter, Beth Williams, Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT. I reached 5,000 right before showtime on Facebook. My pseudonym name is Miss Beth Nelson. I'm going to create a page 2 for that page. But you can like, and please like, the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports fan page. And that is KULTRESHOKENT Report, REPORTZ. And also, and those of you that love Mark Cosmetics, I have a Facebook page for that also, Beth Mark Rep. Girl, Beth Mark Girl Rep. And just thank you so much for your support again. YouTube channel is youtube.com/CultureShockInc, KULTRESHOKENT. Okay? And, but thank you. Those are pretty much the main ones. But I'm also on Ustream and LinkedIn and so on. But if you visit the profile here at blogtalkradio.com, you pretty much can get linked in to my YouTube channels and my Facebook pages and my email address and even cell number. If you call my 769 cell number, leave a message because my calls are going directly. Most of my calls are going directly to voicemail. And but thank you so much again for your support, and I enthusiastically look forward to Monday morning's broadcast, okay? And take care of yourself and do your best to live a healthy and happy life. God bless, and hugs to you and yours. You've been listening to the Weekend Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here on a Saturday night.
Tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me bigger. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else? else is what a woman wanna treat a man so dangerously. Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you is in the sweetest girl I've had. Something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
May the 30th of this year, courtesy of one of my SoundCloud friends. Awesome. Here's another one by Dread Dave. Kitty.
I feel you, take it together, no make them get it. I feel you, take it together, no make them hit it. I feel you, take it together, them won't forget it. I feel you, take it together, no make them get it. I feel you, take it together, them won't forget it. I feel you, take it together, them won't forget it. I feel you, take it together, them won't forget it. I feel you, take it together, no make them hit it. Man, them mean the club, them are rob. Man, them mean the club, now love low. Man, them mean the club, the bend up. Step in a little time, step in a little grind. Say all we want are your body, girl, and that's your mind. Well, if we see your body part, twist and turning. Bend over, start yearning. Me are the teacher, say much learning. You are the body, girl, say much earning. Me say me pimping, you know me do it right. Me are the girl from the block, say every night. Me are the girl from the block, say to your light. I'm earning, say you on the learning. The girl look like she been to a storming. Somebody die. Somebody mother, wah, somebody sister, me make you ready. Man, you better hold up, you put your soul up. Stay in the place where say there's no love. You better hold up, you put your soul up. Say my friend, wah. No love. I feel you, kitty girl. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty girl. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty girl. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty girl. No make them get it. Me know what life for. Me make your whole world. Me know the residue in the next month. Me know the kidney food the next time. That's why you're jumping at the bends when they blow their hard. Them belly hungry, them belly biting. That's why you shake your body in at the nighting. That's why you shake your body, step in the writing. The dollar bill, the gal say she will follow. The dollar bill, the gal say she will holler. But the dollar bill, gal can't buy tomorrow. Me
no liberals to end on. A little narrow, but no lives to end on. And so that arrow, you have me in the target. Set like an arrow, and fly for me data like a sparrow.
I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Then won't be get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Then won't be get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Then won't be get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Then won't be get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it. We bring the good news, brand new shoes. I tell blue, tell me I feel me cool. That's what we do with the city. I'm the last one. International, you call me boss one. Then round the world, we igniting. Round the world, still we riding. We hit the mark, we know how we play the bad. In the dark, but the light, I feel me part. That's what we want, that's what we got, man. Stay in a Babylon, stay in a Kingston. Stay in a LA, holy, I don't play. You mess around, me and me peace only. You mess around, you hit the ground, boom, babe. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them kitty. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them kitty. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't be kitty. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them kitty. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't be kitty. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't be kitty. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't be kitty. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them kitty.
Kitty. And this is I Am Me, Dread, Marrero, Louisiana's own.
I am legend, I am life, I am deadly. I am sharp, I am weapon, left or the right direction. I am son, I am husband, I am nephew, I am cousin. But if their eyes just the same, I'll always remain nothing. I am on, I am on my own, I got walk. I am strong, I am tough, I am over the wall. I am above overall, I am love, I am well. I am loyalty in a job, I am who I are. I am everything that they aren't, I am everything but a star. I am only original, I am me, I am I am down to earth, I am fly. Am I here for a reason, God? I am here to find out. I am fear, I am doubt, I am rock, I am mountain top. I am in it till I'm no more in the very last round. I am champ, I am crown, I am last, I am now. I am what they can't be missing, I'm just thinking out loud. I am different, I am a tough decision. I am this is where it goes. Yeah, nigga, for attention. I am stiff, I am stern. I am that motherfucker that is not willing to learn. I am heart, I am soul. I am wait, where did he go? I am so ram rapping the game. Yeah, nigga, I am riddle. I am riddle, I am question. I am answer, I am lesson well done. I am good, I am great. I am proud of who I become. I am real, I am one, and I have only just begun. I am grown, I am young, I am hoping they can keep up. I see deep up in hell for me to ever give it up. I have won a billion times, but it feels like I'm never up. I am tough, I am built for whatever is soon to come. I am true to my beliefs and know that I am never done. I am holding down my city, wishing everyone could come. I am art, I am righteous, and I tell them something else.
My wants and my needs.
hair on. Still I am. My friend Jay Williams of Indiana.
Myself and my actions. I know that the world will still be as tough as it's been. But now, I'm myself will no longer be a problem. God knows that I'm not lying, and that's all I need. Hopefully others will notice this tough water to see. I want to make life better for all with these two hands. This is it, and I'm going to try the best that I can. This is it.
And here's True God again, who will be our guest next Saturday night, late night. This song is entitled Z, and this is the first, this is the, you know, the his daughter name starts with a Z, and I'm sure she's here in the world. And this song he recorded a few days before he and I talked live a couple weeks ago, and this is his song.
My own mother won't respect me as a man. We don't have a conversation without getting out of hand. Now I'm about to have a daughter, so our problems just expand. We used to be a unit, start to feel like we disband. Single mother home, she was mostly alone. So the day I moved out, guess she felt she wanna own. And for that simple fact, we've been fighting all the time. I've been gone 6 years, I just want some peace of mind. You think that she'd be happy with me? I'm successful, but every time I see her, it's always something stressful. Said I don't give a fuck, calling me neglectful. I try to speak my mind and she calls me disrespectful. Playing little games, trying to push every button. Never once said she's proud, I made something out of nothing. So what do I say to my child about a granny? And what do I say to my child about our family?
You can go see your family in the face about family and what it all means. But you gotta show you mean it. Show you mean it. It's really easy to say the words, but you
my uncle's 54, still living with my mother. He tries to give advice and she listens to her brother. I never listened to him, never really had a reason. Never thought my uncle was somebody to believe in. In and out of jail, got a child he ain't raised. Would never give credit for this path that I paved. Knowing him the way I do, I'd never have trust. Especially when he looks at young girls with such lust. And I mean, sure, she's just a baby in the womb. But what happens if I go to leave her in the room? And maybe I'll be wrong to assume. But what if I'm right? Cause in my mind, something just ain't right. So what do I say to my child if she ends up molested? The onus is on me, cause I should've second guessed it. Just wish everybody really practice what they preaches. So what do I say to my child? I'm left speechless.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's real easy to say the words, but your actions show the lines of birth. You gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning.
They say that family goes through trials and tribulations. What if we fall apart? Should we fight for visitation? So what do I say to my child on this basis? And try to explain why our family didn't make it. Perhaps something worse, ain't think of it at first. So how did you explain that her mama died at birth? But that's too far fetched, so we try to make it work. Pretty sure we'll be okay, but it changes what's in first. I don't wanna raise our child in court. We pissed off at each other, just arguing over child support. And in my head I have the wildest thoughts, thinking for every broken family. It's just another child is lost. So now I'm hoping for matrimony and never alimony. I say a prayer and hope that angels are calling on me. So many people let the small break the big, and my mind is me and you. It's on us to raise these kids. So I try not to be the man that my father was. I plan to give you both my heart and a father's love.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's real easy to say the words, but your actions show the lines of blurred. You gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk. talk global economics, electronics to chronic. Look beyond it, it's mass of the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spin interfering. Makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11, the demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president, it's evident, it's all been a smokescreen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all a torture. Enforces the rest where you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. For a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies. We won't compromise.
We just dreaming for a better day, another
anymore.
Way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
We just dreaming for a better day, another
everything,
way. We just
everything.
Dreaming for a better day. Product of my environment, workers seeking retirement, no social security, open up to conspiracy, hold up now, are you hearing me, running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters, just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist, I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given, punching my fist, the paternal orders enlist, if you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit, but I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral, pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it, then align with the stars and the numerals, who are you, would you stand, with refugees in Sudan, or walk the streets of Japan, with knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politician's description. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All the talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Everything changes. And if you missed the So Sophisticated and Beam at the beginning of the show by Trina, here they are again. And again, I thank you for spending a little time or the entire time listening to Weekend Edition called the Shock Entertainment Report. I thank you so much. You are appreciated.
Hey, yo, Frenchie, call that nigga Meek Mill. Tell Meek Mill to call Wale. Tell Wale call that bitch me and her fuck last night in the motherfucking Roosevelt. Tell that bitch to call Ross. Tell her let me hold this real quick. Let go. Yeah. I'm selling out arenas. Got a bad bitch and her ass fat. She play with balls like Venus. That ass fat like Serena's. That pussy good like Trina's.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm balling out in Nina's. Got my Birkin bag with my hair back, and I'm feeling like a trillion. That bitch back, and I'm dealing. Got my top back with no feelings. My shades on, sitting on blades, and I'm stumbling through these millions. Rain for me, let's get it. This shit it wait for you, did it. Must be all gone on your molly. I beg your pot and no dolly. I'm all about making dollars. My beats are caught by bribers. Why you popping collars? Keep popping bottles. No time for popping that garbage. Got one bitch in the front, and yo bitch in my lap. And she going in face first. She all up in my snack. I keep the heat, no fat. So don't fuck around and get wet. I'm big baller, no chat. Shut the back, bitch, you back.
I'm back. That pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. That pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina.
New York shopping no Madison. That diamond is bright like challenges. Who the fuck you think you challenging? I'm four seasons, she's a radicin. I'm paper tagging your cabinet. I'm about to bitch first and bag it. Ha, I tell the truth. I'm bad as fuck and I'm hella cute. You never seen a chick like Trina, bitch. Got swag to fill up arenas with. And I ain't fucking shit with no benefit. You gotta rob something, go flip the bricks. I'm going harder. 50 racks at Bell Harbor. Me and my female partners, we ballin', bitch. We the bottom spot. Where the money, nigga, bring the cars out. Play my name, you gon' bring the cars out. Trina, my throat is mean. Shining like beans.
I shine like
breaking niggas, I ain't with that caking nigga. How much check you making, nigga? Is you a Miami Heat or Thunder nigga? Bitch, stop hating, nigga. It's a bad bitch. What's taking, nigga? Yeah, I'm from the bottom, bitch. Some cover girl, model shit. I love my girl, we are the shit. I take what you make that dollar with. Yeah, hating hoes, you can call it quick. My daddy's back and I'm all shit. Here we go again, Cali shit. All we do is win. Thirsty men wanna be my friend. Nigga wanna cop me a bin. I'm good, I gotta pee with those. Finna cop the rolls, I'm good with those. Tree nuggets, so it's me. Shine in like beans.
I shine like beans.
Weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth.